Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and this interview was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For the latest news and terms and conditions, go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, my name's Christopher Scott, and I'm here with Abigail Barlow. How are you, Abigail?
I'm good, thank you very much.
Excellent. You are an award-winning wine label designer.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're a wine specialist design agency, and we work primarily in wine.
Yep. Okay, and you just won an award by the Drinks Business.
Yeah, we're really, really, really chuffed with that. So we've got Best Wine Design, and that was for Small But Perfectly Formed. It's a design specifically for 187 bottles, so that's a little mini bottles, a single serves. We did that for Vivas, which is the joint venture with Bibendum and 3663, which is a catering distribution company in the UK.
Oh, okay.
So they're targeting small catering outlets, pubs, that sort of place. So people don't know so much about wine. For us, it was a fantastic opportunity to design something which was all about the small size. So we came up with a brand name. The brand name we're using in split parts. So the name is Small. And then we use the varietal. So we say Small Chardonnay, Small Shiraz. And the But Perfectly Formed sits a bit further away on the label.
Okay.
The design incorporates little small creatures
from, yeah.
And we've put the creatures on the front label at the actual size that they are in real life. So
I saw that there's a butterfly that was absolutely
tiny butterfly. There's a tiny hummingbird, which is 50 millimeters in height. And we've put a little design detail of a ruler on the front so you can get a sense of the scale.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, it's, I think the design is something we're really proud of. And it was launched, by Vivas, earlier this year, and it's going great guns as far as I am aware. So it's good.
That's brilliant. It's strange to use the, units measurement. Why did you choose 187? Did you have any control over that or that?
No, that was the brief from the customer. So 187 is, I suppose in those smaller catering outlets, where they don't have such a wide wine offering, it's a single serve is a better way for them to get fresh wine. People are buying just maybe a glass, or maybe they're taking stuff away. It's kind of a perfect format for freshness.
It's a wee bit unusual though, because the standard glass measurement sizes in the UK,
125, 175, 250. I've never really thought about that before. I mean, you do get 250 bottles, but then that's like a large glass.
Yeah, yeah.
I suppose that's just the craziness of the EU regulations, actually. It's a really good point. I'd never thought about that. It would make sense to be 175,
not
187. But of course, it's because the bottle size is 75 centilitre. And it's in, you can only bottle wine as 75, 50, 250, or 187. Those are the set sizes.
Oh, okay.
You're not allowed to create your own bottle size. It's,
Okay. Oh, I didn't realize that was the reason. I was wondering it. Strangely enough, though, we do a survey with our customers reasonably regularly, about once every year, once every 2 years, about their preferred glass size. And the most popular glass size is 175.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, I think that 125 isn't big enough. I just think, speaking personally, 250 is quite large.
Yeah.
And so if you have a couple of glasses, then suddenly you've drunk nearly a bottle of wine. So I would agree 175 is a good size. And I think I'm going to actually suggest that we might think about single serves as being 175 instead of 187. It would make sense to me.
Yeah. Oh, good. There we go. There's my input. I've probably ruined your design philosophy now, but that's fantastic. What I wanted to do is talk a wee bit more about some of the trends in design. And you're a specialist wine packaging designer, though.
Yes.
So why did you go down that route?
I guess my background was in wine marketing. And when I was working with designers on label projects, branded projects, I realized that one of the things that was really difficult was that you had to always explain the story about wine and what was possible, what was not possible. So I sort of started to spot that there was a niche in the market there. I have always been creatively minded. It's a bit of the marketing role that I liked the most.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to set up an agency specializing purely in wine. But just from a business point of view, it allowed me, of course, to use my contacts in the industry too. So over the last 15 years, which I can't believe it is 15 years now, we've done hundreds and hundreds and thousands of labels. And we find that people really really like working with us because they can just give us the shortest brief. We just get it. So it's been a win-win situation for everyone.
Is that because you understand the legislation?
Because we understand the legislation, what's possible, what's not possible. They don't have to explain what a wine tastes like or where it comes from because we know. It means that we're quick because we don't have to spend a long time researching. Our customers like that, particularly in the UK market. A lot of the label work we do is for the supermarkets where they're going in on sort of an exclusive one-off basis. Our customers like the speed which we can turn things around. Buyers make quick decisions. So you can sometimes get a label on the shelf is a shorter time, is sort of 8 weeks. If it's from Europe, it'd be different if it was coming from somewhere else. But yeah, we can work quite fast.
Okay. What are the trends that you've seen in the packaging industry or the labeling of wines?
Well, I think the thing that strikes me the most is that over the last year, we have sort of times of austerity. I think people are looking for a lot more reassurance and authenticity in their labels. So what we've been doing is going back to sort of more historical design of some classic wine labels. And mm-hmm. we've been taking cues from there, but bringing it up to date. So an example of that is a wine called Telegraph Station, which we've done, which is sold exclusively through Tesco in the UK. And that label is Australian, and it's got some sort of more pioneering spirit around the design, but it feels very current. It's sold really well, and it's caused a bit of a stir in the industry because people are really wanting to know more about it. So that's... Yeah.
Is the iconography taken from, say, the fonts you're using, the colours?
Yeah, it's the fonts. It's a general kind of look and feel. The idea is to, I suppose there's an element of rusticity about it, but without being cheap. So with wine, you always need to make sure that it feels premium, particularly in the UK, because customers don't want to feel that, I suppose they want to feel reassured that they're making the right purchase.
Yeah.
So
labels are such an important point. You know, there's promotion. Yeah. Great varieties and labels. They're the holy trinity of wine selection in a supermarket, really, isn't it?
But I think that more people choose a design, a label design, as a way of purchasing more so than just choosing a great variety. I think that you are very much steered to the design that you see. And I think what's important is to design lots of different ways. So, and that's something that we do a lot, is that we don't have a house style. We have a real variety of different styles. And I think that that's what you want, is choice when you're buying your wine.
I noticed that your small but perfectly formed label had animals on them. And I thought there was a move away from critters on labels.
Yeah, I wouldn't say. Yeah, I think that the thing about the critter labels is that they were kind of a bit more playful. And I think what we did on the small was that we put a pattern over the animal shape. So it wasn't like we were putting an actual animal on the label. And I think the traditional critter labels, a bit more quirky.
Are they less popular these days?
Well, I think they were only really hugely popular in the States. The States was very much the market that loved the critter label because it was the birthplace of Yellowtail, which was that hugely successful brand. And they've had some success in the UK, but it's on more markets, like Germany and some markets in Europe, they prefer things a little bit more traditional. So critter labels haven't been so successful in these markets.
So what other trends are sort of saying? You're saying there's a move back to more traditional?
Yeah, more tradition, but with a modern twist. We're not talking about just going back and doing the same old classic labels of old.
Chateau, blah, 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 with the big photo of the chateau on the front label.
No, definitely not doing that, but taking cues from those, definitely. The other thing that we're looking a lot to is the sort of 1950s, what we call mid-century design.
Mm-hmm. Mad Men type of thing?
Yeah, there's a lot of people love that era. Yeah. And there's a lot of font style, colours. The colours in particular, the 50s colours, are used a lot. And it's also what we've used on our Saluti range of Italian wines, which are in the cooperative supermarkets here. Again, been really successful. And they've kind of sparked a trend that you will start to see being rolled out in other supermarkets here because buyers have really liked what they've seen and have asked to have similar labels for their supermarket. So we've been working on some. You'll have to wait to see what they look like.
Okay, I'll keep an eye out for that. Okay. Yeah, I suppose 50s is quite quite nice, isn't it? You know, as a, I remember, I was doing a wine tasting at a restaurant, and they have a deli, and there's some Italian lollies, but they're in this beautiful packaged tin with quite salacious imagery of lovely woman, but it was that 1950s style.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, do you know what? I just want the tin. I don't care about the lollies. I just thought, I don't know if my wife will like that though.
No, I think, but there is something lovely about going back to, into heritage, and because it's particularly the colors in the 50s, they were really quite vibrant.
Mm.
And it's really nice to be able to bring that back onto wine labels.
And I suppose they give you the 50s were quite a modern take. A lot of the imagery I remember from the 50s, not that I was around in the 50s.
No,
but,
me either.
But when I think of 50s, I think of, you know, just moving out of the Art Deco, but still quite a modern type of imagery.
Yeah, that's what I think of too. But it's also in the illustration style. There is, you started to see, it's a very specific illustration style. It's quite hard to describe, but it's sort of pen and ink, but yep. with kind of a color wash over the top. And so we've started trying to use that more in sort of label, on our labels too. We do a lot of our illustration in-house actually, which is more unusual for a design agency because it's often outsourced. But we have some really talented illustrators.
I suppose going back to using the 1950s is great,
yeah,
but there's been a lot of technological improvement since then.
Yeah.
So how do you keep abreast of that?
Well, we kind of, we set ourselves apart a little bit from other design agencies by keeping close to the label printers. There's been a rise in UK bottling. So that's sort of bringing bulk over to the UK from places like Australia. It's cheaper to ship it that way and it's better for the environment too. It's bottled here, and so there's now more and more label printers in the UK. And that's great for us because they want to improve what they're doing because they want more business, and we want to get better quality design printed. So as a designer, we always want everything. You know, you want the embossing, you want the foiling, you want it to be beautiful. You want the best paper. But your client wants all of those things, but at the price. So, and wine, you know, is typically low margin. So we need to be very aware of printing costs. And the way that we work now is that we talk to people that are based over here, and we send them our designs, and we have a talk around how we're going to think about printing it and how we can adjust the design to get the best finish, but doing it at a more reasonable price. And so that way, we've been able to work on, there's a new English sparkling wine called High Clandon. And they're really small, don't have huge budgets, but we've produced a really beautiful embossed label because we've been using a new foiling technique called micro-embossing. And that basically means that you can foil at a tenth of the price.
Foiling is where they put that gold on.
Yeah, so gold foil. Well, it can be any colour foil, but in this instance, it was gold. But we've got loads and loads of detail into an oak leaf, which is around the neck of the bottle. And it's really textured, loads of relief. It's absolutely beautiful. But there's no way that we would have been able to afford to do that without this technique. So it's really exciting for us. It was the first time, that was the first label that they've ever produced using this method. And we're really hoping to be able to do more.
So what is it? It's cheaper. Does it mean you can access it at lower print runs?
Exactly. So it means they don't produce. You used to traditionally make a dye.
Yeah.
And that, if it was the really good ones, were kind of hand done. And that's when it started costing a lot. So really detailed ones would all have been handmade. And that's why it was expensive. And this isn't. This is done using a different technique. And it's on a cylinder. And it's it really is phenomenal what they can do. So we're really excited about that.
Okay. And any other trends you're seeing at the moment?
Well, I mean, things that we're looking at again now are things like thermochromic inks, which we have done before on labels. So that's labels that change colour or things appear when things get colder or warmer.
Oh, okay.
We did them like 10 years ago, but actually people are interested in that again. We're also looking at scratch and sniff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What this wine tastes like?
Smells like this. So smell this and on the label.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is there anything on the shelves at the moment?
No, not to my look. Maybe there is somewhere in the world. There's so many wine labels, but not that I've seen. But we have thought about it before in the past, but some of the smells or the aromas weren't
wine ones.
They were too chemically. But now technology again's moved on, so that's something that we're thinking about. We're also really interested in the whole rise of 3D printing and how that might apply to the bottle. I have no clue how that's going to work, but we're kind of excited and watching what's happening there. And maybe, you know, we can put something around the whole bottle that's done from a 3D perspective. I don't know. We'll sort of watch this space, really.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, that's brilliant. And what's your favourite bottle packaging that you didn't do?
Actually, I do have quite a few that I love. I suppose the one that springs to mind just from its standout and clarity is the Ben Glitzer wines. So the Ben Glitzer, I don't know how to say his surname, but Glitzer, Australian winemaker.
Glazer.
There's a T in there, though.
Yeah, I think it's silent.
So, like, things like Amon-Ra, and I think it's a really stunning label design because it's so distinctive. You know, his Wallace, he always has the black strip down the bottom, and then the top label's all black and white. So I think they're really strong. I really like Molly Duca, which is, again, an Australian, because they're brave and they're different. And I suppose the one that I've... if I think back to the very beginning, the ones that inspired me the most when we started out were Bonnie Doon. Bonnie Doon Vineyards labels have always been ahead of their time in a way. Very individual, doing things differently, not afraid to be trying new techniques and using illustrative styles. So I think those would be ones that I like the most.
Perfect. All right then, Abby. Well, I think we'll wrap it up there. Thank you very much for your time.
No, thank you.
Cheers.